strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
That's not even good.
It's a big disappointment, and it's a big surprise. We were expecting a million jobs to have come back.
Missed it by that much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion bill passed in March, was too much. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
If you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, even ketchup packets are in short supply.
Ketchup! Ketchup! Where's the ketchup at?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We've been talking today about the Biden administration, the jobs reports falling short of the projected increases. The welfare payments are not working out. They're discouraging people from getting jobs, obviously. But there are many other disasters unfolding with the Biden administration, and we don't want to give short shrift to any of the other disasters that are unfolding, even if it is Friday night. And one of them, of course, is the situation on the border. And the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas gave an interview to NBC News, an exclusive interview. And I'll just read you a couple of the headlines from the interview he gave. Biden may give amnesty reparations to deported illegal aliens under Trump. So you get thrown out of the country for being here illegally. You're probably a criminal, and now you're going to get back into the country and you're going to get reparations. And here's another headline from the same interview. Biden administration may bring whole families to U.S. to reunite with separated children, not just parents. Remember chain migration? That was one of the things that President Trump tried to put an end to. Now we're bringing back chain migration for all these criminals who tried to sneak into the country and got caught and deported. Oh, and by the way, they want to provide, according to Mayorkas, they want to provide stability to the reunited families. Stability. You know what that means? That means welfare. Joining us now to talk about this astounding development is Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica, what do you make of this? Was this a surprise to learn this from Mayorkas the other night?
No, not at all. The Biden administration is going to try to find a way to bring as many people as possible here, especially if they have what they think is a great political hook, and they can that they can say this is somebody Trump deported. You know, therefore they're kind of falling all over themselves to bring them back, and they think that that's somehow going to redeem this in the minds of the American people. That's how clueless they are on the immigration issue. It's absurd what they're doing. I mean, the idea that people who cross the border illegally using their child as a prop and then agreed to be separated from their kid so that the kid could stay, assuming that they were going to, you know, be allowed to come back later. And now they're clients of the ACLU, so they've really hit the jackpot. So they're going to get these reparations, and they're talking about giving them green cards too. And as you said, stability in the form of welfare. It's craziness, but they really hit the jackpot. And of course, the ACLU is going to go for as much as it can, and the Biden administration will agree to, you know, when friends sue friends, you know what you get, a settlement.
Right.
That is a bad precedent for, especially for taxpayers and communities that have to absorb it. I mean, this is just silly. I mean, these people are now heroes of some kind, you know, who crossed our border, got prosecuted, agreed to have their kid taken from them, and now there's some kind of, you know, like noble cause for the ACLU to represent.
Jessica, what about the 14th Amendment, I think it is, to the Constitution, equal protection under the law? Suppose, what about American citizens who robbed a bank, say? You know, I mean, when are they going to get their reparations for robbing a bank? You know, is it only illegal aliens that can get reparations for being arrested for being in the country illegally and committing crimes?
I guess so. Like you always say, you just want to be treated like an illegal alien. And what about the 4 million people who have paid thousands of dollars to be sponsored by family members or employers because of their skills, who are waiting in line to come through our legal immigration system? Boy, they look like chumps right now.
And these people that are coming in, I mean, very few of them have any kind of skills whatsoever. And again, the part of the deal apparently is to get them on welfare. So, and then once they get on welfare, they're allowed to bring over more members of their family to go on welfare, to go on more welfare. How does this make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. And I can't figure out how, you know, what we have to hope is that there are some Republicans left somewhere who have the wherewithal to sue over this, because I can't think of what green card category prosecuted illegal border crosser can be allowed to stay under the law. It's completely illegal what they're talking about doing, but you know, what remains to be seen is anyone going to challenge them on it and insist that it be stopped? I mean,
well,
you know,
it seems like except for
fight this, it's going to happen.
You know, except for the governor and lieutenant governor of Texas, it seems like there's more anger among Democrats. Like, Henry Cuellar, the congressman from down there on the Rio Grande. I mean, he's apoplectic about this. And you have Mark Kelly, the Democrat senator from Arizona, who's up for reelection next year. I mean, he's saying this is out of control. So, I mean,
he's got to be worried, because this could affect his job security for sure. I mean, he has to be aghast at this, you know, if for no other reason than to try to get reelected.
And the thing is, Trump got more votes among Hispanics, not just blacks, but Hispanics, than any Republican has gotten probably since Richard Nixon ran in 1960. And so, I mean, Hispanics who are citizens are opposed to this kind of criminal invasion that's going on. I mean, I just don't understand the political calculation, other than you're pandering to the far left, who, you know, these people who live in gated communities and in doorman buildings who aren't going to have to deal with this crime wave that's being, pushed across the border.
Right. And it's not just that they're pandering to the far left. Honestly, the people running our immigration agencies are the far left. We're talking about the person who's been nominated to run ICE is has been a sheriff of Harris County who openly defied ICE and wouldn't cooperate with ICE. You've got a sanctuary police chief who's going to be running Customs and Border Protection and the Border Patrol. They're not just pandering. They are the far left and radicals on the immigration issue. They're going to do as much as they can get away with, as much as we, the people, let them get away with.
Wow. And they just keep, as Cuellar said, they're just moving these people around, these kids around from place to place. It's like, it's a three card Monty game. They're testing positive. Even not just NBC News, the New York Times. I mean, these are far left media outlets are reporting that they're being allowed. These illegal aliens are being allowed to go into the country, even into the heartland, after they test positive for COVID. So, you know, they want to lock down American citizens and, tell us we can't have a celebration on the 4th of July unless we get up to 70% vaccinated. And yet they're letting illegal aliens not only just go into the country and go on welfare and live wherever the hell they want, but they're testing COVID positive. It's just it makes absolutely no sense for a society that wants to survive to be doing this. It's like suicide.
No, we've completely lost control of the border. There's something like 1,000 people showing up every single day who are waved in, and they're bringing back people who were quote unquote wrongfully deported under Trump. They're not enforcing immigration laws in the interior. You know, this is a disaster already. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we probably have about a year and a half before voters get the chance to express their opinion on it in the form of an election. It's really, we're going to be paying the price and doing cleanup on this mess for a very long time.
Right. Well, I mean, it took Trump. How long did it take Trump to clean up the unaccompanied minors from the Obama administration on all the gruesome murders that were being committed by them when they were really MS-13 gang members? I mean, the murder rate had just started to decline in the last year of the Trump administration, and now they're waving them across. New waves of them are being waved across the border.
That's right, and Border Patrol sources tell us that they've found MS-13 members recruiting in these government facilities where the kids are held in custody. And the Biden administration has changed policies and is now releasing these kids as fast as they can without adequate background checks. They don't fingerprint people who come forward to serve as sponsors. They don't monitor them once they've been released. There are going to be even more cases that we find of abuse of these kids or trafficking, and it's not going to stop as long as these policies remain in place. We have Kamala Harris, who's, you know, pretending to be the border czarina and, you know, talking about root causes, you know, which is laughable because the root cause is the Biden administration policy.
Right.
Everybody realizes that. But they don't. They really don't care because they're not affected by it.
No.
You know, although I think they will be politically, but that's a little ways off. And they'll find, you know, as far as they're concerned, they're going to try to ram through as many bills as they can before they have to pay the piper.
Ugh. Jessica Vaughn, from the Center for Immigration Studies, where do people go if they want to read more about these fiascos unfolding in the Biden administration?
Everything is on our website, cis.org, and that includes a new podcast series that we have every week. And my colleague, Todd Bensman, who's been covering the border in person, has one up there now that's fascinating to listen to.
All right. Thanks, Jessica Vaughn. We appreciate it, and we'll be in touch. cis.org, Center for Immigration Studies. We've been telling you for a while now about Superbeats heart chews, and a lot of you have tried them and made them part of your daily routine. They're great for your heart health, blood pressure, and circulation. Wrapped in foil, just like a candy, you can take them twice a day whenever you want or need a boost of energy. The VIPs that were here this week have loved them when we've given them to them. Now Superbeats has another great product that you're going to like just as much as heart chews. They're called Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. If you've ever wanted to do something about your brain health, for your brain health, you'll want to try Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. They promote brain blood flow, and they also support overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied, fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health in two ways, by promoting the blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BNDF. BNDF is a key neuroprotein that supports overall brain health as we all age. Like other Superbeats product, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of science and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind, and with its blueberry flavor, it tastes great. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited-time introductory offer. Get a free 30-day supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. It's free supply for 30 days with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, @HowieCarrShow. You won't regret it.
This is the second time that you've leaned on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Biden says higher welfare payments aren't keeping people from going back to work. Do you agree?
No.
5% do agree.
All right. A Department of Homeland Security spokesman told NBC News the administration is going to set up a system to, quote, provide mental health support and stability to thousands more families who are here in the United States and still trying to heal from the trauma caused by their separation. Who caused the trauma? They decided to come up here and violate the law. Why didn't they stay in their homelands, their third world homelands? As part of the settlement, the ACLU is looking to secure amnesty to bring deported illegal aliens back to the U.S. to be with their children who were left in HHS custody, along with, here's the key, compensation, that's reparations, and taxpayer-funded social services, that's welfare. In other words, they break the law, and for breaking the law, they get paid, and then they get put on welfare for the rest of their lives. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Everything free in America.
Everything free in America.
Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Love your show. Listen to you every day.
Thanks.
I had a quick question, Howie. With your last, pertaining to your last guest, isn't this what's happening now, just this puppet socialist administration pushing through the cloud with Piven? Trying to just crash the whole system.
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? I don't know how else to describe it. Cloward Priven. That means you just keep pushing stuff every day. I get up in the morning and I look at what am I going to talk about today, and I have all these disasters that they're promoting at every level. Now you got inflation. You have the no one wants to go back to work. They're just pushing. They're bringing these illegal aliens into the country. Many of them are criminals. It really does seem like they're trying to, this is not for the good of the United States. It's not for the good of the people who live here, whether they're citizens or legal aliens. It's just it just seems every move they make is designed to destabilize the entire society, the most successful society in human history. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Yeah, Howie, I know this is a little off topic of immigration, but I just came from the grocery store and saw a full-blown Karen moment. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it.
What happened?
This kid, this 23-year-old fat little kid with his hat on backwards, big beard like ZZ Top, is following around the 60-year-old guy that was well put together. And he's harassing him. He's like, dude, you're spreading that virus around, because he had the mask under his nose. He didn't have it over the top of his nose. And he's following. At first I thought they knew each other. He's following him all the way to the checkout, and he's harassing this guy. And the guy's like, you better get off my back. He's like right on his hip. He's like, you better stop harassing me, or I'm going to get the store manager and tell him you're harassing me. And I had my mask under my nose. I'm a pretty ominous character. I'm like 6'3", 235, and I'm not pretty like Bon Jovi.
Johnny, how many 23-year-old guys have died of the virus? Can you say zero?
Yeah.
This what is kid, this guy afraid
like,
of?
That big beard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, with this big beard and everything, that mask is doing nothing for you, dude. And I was waiting for him to say something to me, because I was going to say something to him like, you want me to show you how to wear a baseball hat correctly? You got it on backwards. Okay?
Again, this is, I mentioned the quote yesterday from Aldous Huxley. The best way to get a crusade going is to allow people to behave like very badly towards their fellow human beings. And this is the only attraction of this religion I can see. They're not promising you an afterlife. They're not promising you a peace of mind on earth. They're just promising you a chance to behave like an ass and get away with it. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
The data shows that more workers are looking for jobs, and many can't find them.
I don't think they're looking real hard, Joe, if they can't find a job. But hey, Joe knows all, and you know, he knows how the economy works, and he knows it's really good policy to bring unskilled criminals into the country and put them on welfare and then give them a big fat check, even if they're COVID positive, and let them go wherever the hell they want. It's working out wonderfully. 844-500-4242. 603 says, more than a year ago, the squad spoke about bringing back deported illegals and paying them reparations. They are the puppeteers, and Sleepy Joe is the puppet. You think Sleepy Joe's awake now? I'm going to guess no. He's been back in Delaware for a few hours at this point, down in the basement. Does he sleep in an iron lung? Who knows? 844-500-4242. 508 says, as long as the COVID-19 virus keeps coming across the border with the illegal aliens, the masks and the lockdowns can stay in effect. Yeah, that's the added bonus as far as the Democrats are concerned. They can keep bossing people around. We're letting in all the illegal aliens, and you know, they're just hanging out because they don't want to work or anything, so they're just infecting other people. So you have to wear a mask. We can't ask them to wear a mask. They're illegal aliens. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes, hi, Howie. I was just going to tell you a story about this Karen that I came across at the supermarket. I'm blind and I have a service dog. So, and I had gone shopping with my boyfriend, and my dog came to a stop, so I assumed she stopped because my boyfriend was in front of us. Well, instead, there was a Karen there, and when looked up and saw me standing within 6 feet of her, freaked out, started yelling and screaming that I wasn't supposed to be that close to her, and that was terrible. And I tried to apologize, saying, I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm blind, I didn't know you were there. And she started running down the aisle. Now, mind you, I had my mask on anyway because I was in the supermarket, and I live in Massachusetts, so God forbid you don't have a mask on. But she started yelling and screaming, running down the aisle, you're not supposed to be near me. You're supposed to stay 6 feet. And even other people in the aisle were trying to tell her, look, she's blind. And she didn't care. There was no calming this woman down.
Did you find out how old she was?
I think my boyfriend said she was probably like in her late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. It's really weird. I mean, George Orwell wrote about this in 1984, and he said that the younger women were the ones who were most into the party orthodoxy, that would do anything to keep the big brother in power. And it certainly seems that way. I mean, the 1984, as we get deeper and deeper into this nonsense, just seems like it's less fiction and more of an operating manual for the Karens of America. God, this is why when I do HelloFresh, I talk so much about you don't have to go to the supermarkets. That's two stories in a row from the supermarkets. I mean, I'm gonna get to Market Basket this weekend, but I want to get there real early in the morning, real early, like 7 o'clock when it opens, so I can do my shopping and get out.
Your Market Basket doesn't have senior citizen shopping hours?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I haven't been there for months.
I don't know if they did away with that. In New Bedford, we had a senior citizen shopping hour.
Really? Oh, I think they did away with it in Florida. They had it for a while.
Yeah, it was like 7 a.m. on Mondays or something like that.
Well, I'm not going to go on Monday. I'm going to Perfect Smiles on Monday. I'll just be at 7 o'clock. When it opens, you generally get normal people, you know? So I'm going to take my chances with the normal people.
It's around 11, 12 o'clock when everybody else starts waking up.
Right. When the people that got the signed letters from Joe Biden and who are looking at trying to figure out who they can put down as places they call looking for jobs. Yeah, those are the people that I don't want to deal with them. Let's see here. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I mean, this presidency is really, my head hurts thinking about it. But the thing is, you know, at what point, you know, they say, well, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. But it seems to be too well orchestrated a plan of crashing our economy, our political system, and our legal system.
It certainly does, Steve. And you know, did you hear Nancy Pelosi said the other day, she said, we're going to have a tough time keeping the House unless we pass H.R. 1. You know, in other words, unless we can keep these mail-in ballots, situation, shall we say, going. And, she admits it. I mean, I don't think they're going to get H.R. 1 through. They just want that. They understand the tenuousness of their hold on power in the Congress and the executive branch, and they just want to get crash as much of the society as they can. It's hard to imagine that an American administration. I mean, Jimmy Carter, we all know, was totally incompetent. Bill Clinton, totally corrupt. But you never thought that they were trying to crash the whole system. I don't know how else to describe what they're doing. It's insane. Thanks for the call, Steve. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I think Biden knows exactly what he's doing. I think he is fully on board and very active. I don't think he's sleepy. I think he wants to make a new America, remake it entirely. Opening the borders is exactly what globalists want. They want a large population of people who don't identify with the country but identify with ethnicity and depend on quotas for their jobs. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're so far, they're getting away with it.
I hope they don't get away with it much longer. I can't. It's not going to end well for even the globalists, you know. Even the people that are pushing this, they're going to end up, or their kids or their grandkids, assuming they have children, are going to end up living in a much more wretched society than the one that they inherited. Thanks for the call, Steve. Rita, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I do have a kind of funny Karen's story at the supermarket, although, you know, I felt bad for the woman who was blind because that's ridiculous. But anyways, I was in the supermarket, and this was just like maybe a few weeks ago. And you know how they still have the arrows
for the one way
really follows them.
Because, yeah. The one way aisles.
Yeah. The one way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, pretty much I was by myself. Nobody pays attention, but I was all by myself going down the aisle. There was maybe I would say she's about 23. Having a mask, and she had a mask on, and I had my mask on, and she sees me, and she shimmies up to the shelves, and like almost like, oh, get away, you know. But she wasn't saying anything, and she's shaking her head. And so I have my carriage, and I walk by, and I said, of course under my mask, but I think she might have heard me. I said, don't shake your head at me, you snowflake. And then I just kept going, and she's like, oh my goodness. So that was my story.
No, I appreciate it, Rita. Again, it's these younger women, and can they not read charts? What are they watching on TV? Are they watching Channel 5? You know, I mean, I think it's the local TV that's promoting the panic. Even more than MSNBC and CNN, I think they've kind of like, you know, they've given it up to a degree, except for letting Fauci come on Sunday mornings. I just don't understand how they can be this frightened when none of their cohorts have died anywhere. What are they afraid of? Why are they scared? I think they're just enjoying it. They're reveling in giving crap to people like Rita or Maria, the blind woman. They just like lording it over other people. 844-500-4242-978 says, I go to the market 20 minutes before closing. It's mostly empty, and I go sans mask. I have all the items organized to go through the store, a large, well-known chain, in 10 to 15 minutes, typically getting around 30 items from all areas. I mind my own business and ignore the aisle arrows. 603, never put one on once. Shaw's in Newport, New Hampshire rocks. No Karens. Love it. Someone else, 508, at 7 a.m. you get old bastards. Well, that's right. I am an old bastard. That's why I want to go. I think my experience is old bastards are less likely to be out of their minds about this, even though old bastards, theoretically anyway, are more likely to die, even though they're very unlikely to die. They're more likely to die than a 23-year-old of either sex. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hello, Howie. Happy Friday. Thank you for taking my call. I first want to wish the mailroom manager and all of the mothers listening to your program a very happy Mother's Day. I think we need to celebrate mothers and do something positive. I wanted to point out that I was listening. I know you have Kevin who comes on your program, and he's very informative, but I was listening to another opinion from someone who is talking about retirement and what people need to be doing about their retirements today. And he was very, very clear in saying that this new proposal by Biden is going to make people afraid to invest to bring back the economy, because they're going to lose. If they Right. lose, they lose everything. If they win, they're going to have to give almost 50%.
Yeah, in some states, over half.
To the government.
Yeah.
And so I just don't see how people think this is going to be a win-win for our country.
Did you hear the,
we need to have people who invest.
I understand. Why don't you play the ragtime from yesterday from Joe Biden about how no one's going to be affected by the raising of the tax rates, and actually raising the tax rate is going to lower the tax rate. This is what he said.
You know, still, the fact is that the plans that I put forward meets the middle class and raises corporate rates. It also lowers it lower than any point that it was since World War II. And it's going to generate $90 billion each year, hundreds of thousands of jobs. We're going to put a lot of folks to work.
Non compos mentis. He has no clue what he's talking about. He's not going to raise taxes, and he's actually going to lower taxes, even though they're going to go up over 50% in states like New York and California. Incidentally, California today announced that for the first time ever since anyone can ever remember in recorded history, California lost population last year. They already lost a congressional seat. That happened a couple of weeks ago. Now they have lost 182,000 people checked out of California last year, 182,000. And I guarantee you those were all taxpayers. Probably a lot more taxpayers checked out. I'm sure there were a lot of illegal aliens moving in for everything free in America. But the taxpayers are leaving California. Thanks for the call, Barbara. 844-500-4242. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use with no obligation. That's what I did. I hadn't even thought about getting a new car insurance for years and years. The agency I used went back to my Somerville days, believe it or not, and that it changed hands over and over again. I never updated my coverage. I just paid the premiums as they came in. I could have saved a lot of money if I'd made this move a lot earlier. What I did was I plugged in my old insurance, and it didn't take long. And within minutes, Gabby had given me 6 or 7 quotes from other insurance companies, and I ended up saving over $600. I could have done this years earlier if I'd known about Gabby. And I didn't even save as much as the average person who uses Gabby. The average customer for Gabby saves $961 per year. And it's not just for car insurance. It's for homeowners, renters, business insurance, any kind of insurance you've got. Gabby will check out your coverage and get you a better deal, most likely. And they will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Sports
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
619 says, out here in Toledo, we had a few Karens at the very beginning of all this in the grocery stores. They were laughed at by all the customers. That ended them, and word got out. No problem since. Toledo has more Americans in it than a lot of the places here in Massachusetts and Maine, you know? I mean, 802, there's a gas station in Meredith, and when you start pumping, an image comes up saying, these gas prices brought to you by Biden. Picture of Sleepy Joe with mask on. I'd like that. That's really good. 508, I've noticed the level of fear of the Rona is directly correlated to how much time you spend listening to NPR, National Public Panhandler Radio. I think you're onto something there. 781, Jay from Chelsea. You don't understand what the left's motivation is. Listen to the chants. It's our turn. Payback is a bitch. We built this country. So what I don't understand, Jay, though, is everything they're proposing is going to destroy the country, destroy the prosperity that enables them to get their welfare checks, that enables them to have trust funds, that enables them to live in their parents' basement, that enables them to live in gated communities and drive a Tesla. Why do they want to destroy that? They want to go back to a third world hellhole? 617, my daughter had COVID 3 months ago, got two shots, and still wears a mask outdoors. Lord. Let's see. Josh, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, I'm up here in Maine. I work for Bath Ironworks. I've been there quite a few years.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to me how we are hiring thousands and thousands of people. I talk to hiring managers that set up dozens of interviews and then go out and then no one shows up. And it just plays into what you were talking about earlier.
Right. Right. You know, and you know what? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse once the new restrictions go in Maine in a couple of weeks that you have to have these interviews or claim to have these interviews. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and it's ridiculous. I mean, we are literally, and there are people, because the average age of the people that work there have been there for decades, and so we're hemorrhaging people, and yet people that are qualified to come in only want to put their name on the line so that they can claim that they applied for a job.
And BIW is a really good paying job, isn't it, most of them?
Especially in Maine, even for the lowest paying job for Maine, there are not any games in town, much less in the state, that do the kind of things we do. I'm a transplant to Maine from when I was younger, and spent half of my adult life either in the military or out of the state, and have been back because Maine is the best. But in other places, there would be many more jobs that are available that are similar.
Right.
In Maine, there really aren't. It's the only game in town. But it's just a name to be used on a line saying, yeah, I called someone to ask for something to do for work. But nobody wants to work.
Yeah, I know. It's just so destructive, you know. I mean, again, it was needed the first stimulus package or whatever you want to call it, COVID relief package. But it's totally unnecessary at this point. It's destructive. It's just another disastrous policy that they refuse to do anything about. All right, happy Mother's Day to all the birthing parents out there. I'm Howie Carr.